The record button has been pressed, and we are doing it once again. A weekly conversation with Rick Lempert, who covers sports and technology and anything else that the world throws at him. You can check him out on Twitter, Rick Roswell, the handle, ricklempert.info, Rick's own tech site, wirelesswednesday.live. Good weekend to you, a rainy one here in Atlanta.
Yeah, and we're friends, Sully, so I guess I'm safe wishing you a happy Valentine's Day coming up here this week.
Absolutely, and it also falls on Ash Wednesday, the start of Lent, so the Catholic guilt is going to kick in, and I'm going to have to figure out something to do with that.
Always a tricky set of holidays around this time of the year, but happy to tackle it. And I got some good Valentine's Day ideas for people maybe that haven't acted yet. Don't forget Valentine's Day.
Don't forget about Valentine's Day. It is a large part of the American economy. And we're going to start off talking about T-shirts. When T-shirt companies, when people are buying T-shirts, fun T-shirts, I think that's a good indicator that things are going pretty well in the economy, right?
Yeah, very well. Sully, and T-shirts have become that kind of personalized item we all wear, maybe to get a reaction or show support of our team or something in particular. So a company called Boardwalk T-shirts, I'll put the link into the show notes, Board, B-O-R-E-D, Walk T-shirts, and just a fun T-shirt company, make great gifts. They range from fun T-shirts to ones that may offend people, so they cross the gamut, and they're also doing something good for a cause. So a dollar for every sale of the feminist and political T-shirt is donated to the She Should Run Progressive Women-Owned Business Charity. So Valentine's Day, cool T-shirts, and for a cause if you're into that type of thing.
Some sharp-looking shirts, and again, it's Boardwalk T-shirts, and that's B-O-R-E-D, BoardwalkT-shirts.com. A great date idea is a place that we're lucky to have two of here in Atlanta, and that is Top Golf.
Yeah, and they're all around the country, going all around the world, the Top Golf. I don't know if you've been to Top Golf, Sully, or been there recently, but they have some new technology they've introduced that's even made Top Golf even more fun. So Top Golf is the kind of the driving range, high tech sports bar, all combined into one. A low pressure date night you can have at Top Golf. They have really good food, good prices on drinks, and now they have I tried it out in Orlando at the Top Golf, the Top Tracer technology, which kind of shows the flight of your ball and even adds a little more fun into the equation at Top Golf. That's possible. So locations here in Atlanta and Alpharetta here locally and all over the country. So Top Golf is fun.
And what I've been to Top Golf a time or two, and what I do like about it is that there are plenty of people who cannot swing a golf club to save their life, just like me. So I really don't feel all that insecure. There's just some people having fun, and it's a really nice environment.
That's why it is low pressure, no judgments at Top Golf. That people are there to have fun, and like you said, it's all abilities. And actually, they even welcome the non-golfer more than the golfers. I think it's really that type of welcome environment, and I'm on board with what Top Golf does. And it's a fun day or fun night out.
All right, the name of this next product that we're going to talk about, this next company, reminds me a little bit of Farmville. It just sounds a little bit like it. Farm Girl Flowers. What's up with these guys and some of their promotions that they're doing this Valentine's Day?
Well, here's an online flower delivery company, Sully, that really uses the freshest flowers. And it's a great story because it started in a kitchen of the founder. And it's grown in 7 years to be in a national and worldwide brand. And they actually use technology to help scale the business. They're really into tech. They're now a $14.5 million or more business. And they use supply chain technology, all sorts of things. But that really doesn't matter as long as you get your fresh flowers delivered to you on time and good quality. And they do that at Farm Girl Flowers. So maybe don't fall prey to those big companies that you're kind of just a number. Farm Girl Flowers, they take care of you.
And they put some work into their logo. That is a very sweet logo. I love the font and the fact that they've incorporated the lower 48 states into their logo. I think it speaks volumes.
That means things to people. And like I said, fresh flowers and really different type bouquets than you get from those big companies where they basically send you a box, the flowers are in there, and then a sheet of directions on how to arrange them. So this is a little more personal, a little more... a little nicer for gift-giving.
All right, this next thing that we're going to talk about, I can really hear Dan Patrick doing a little quick read for these guys. Man crates, personalized crates of goodies for the man in your life. Tell us about these.
So if you got a guy that's maybe a fan of any sport or a fan of any particular thing, they have them for more than just sports fans, but they actually deliver, Sully, a crate. See, I have one, and you have to use a enclosed crowbar to get the thing open. So this is a sealed crate. It's sealed really well. It took me and my wife both to get this thing open, but once you get it open, all sorts of cool stuff in there. You can get themes, the different Atlanta sports teams. You can get for guys that are into beer or snacks or whatever, they will tailor make the crate for you. Lots of different offerings online at mancrates.com. It's just another great product and a great idea for the guy that has everything.
I'm really surprised that you chose to use the Dallas Cowboys in the image that you sent me and not the Green Bay Packers, Rick. What's up with that?
That was the enclosed image I got with the press kit. So I was lazy, and I didn't want to have to go searching for the Packers or the Falcons one. So it looked like a better picture than I could have taken anyway. So that's why the Cowboys were the one that they sent as the enclosed press image.
Well, I will I will forgive you on that, Rick. I will overlook that.
Lazy journalism on my part, I admit.
Well, I mean, I just want to see you promote your team rather than the team that you dislike.
Well, neither of us are Cowboys fans, so I was safe. We're just kind of being neutral on that. That's why I put that up. But like if I put the Cleveland Browns up, that would have been, neutral. Neither of us have a stake in that team.
When you are in love, there is nothing more lovely than a really authentic, meaningful Valentine's Day card. And the people at Love Pop Cards have come up with some really cool ones. Rick, tell us about these 3D cards.
I don't know if you've seen this company, Sully. I was first introduced to them when I saw them on Shark Tank. And they have it looks like a normal greeting card, but when you open it up, there's a 3D design or a 3D piece of art almost in these cards. So they have all sorts of different things, really detailed. So you can get one with a bouquet of flowers, a teddy bear. Then I have some non-Valentine's Day ones I've seen with like a pirate ship in it, other types of things. So if you want to go into that unique greeting card experience, look at Love Pop Cards. They're available different places around town online. And these are great to use any time of the year, actually.
All right, as we wrap up here, tell us about the love box. Do you have a love box at your home, Rick?
I don't, but I've followed this one for a while, even when it was a crowdfunding campaign. So basically you get a little wood box, and it's got a screen on it. That's what you give as the gift. And then the person that sends the messages, you've done through an app. So you type in a message through an app, and no matter where you are in the world, it will it'll ring the outside of the box. You open the cover, and that message will show on the little screen in the box. So kind of a sweet idea, pretty unique, and you can send little messages to your loved one throughout the day on Valentine's Day or any day with this love box.
And you can find that at uncommongoods.com, Rick, and that is kind of the thing that you like to cover, right? Uncommon Goods.
Sully, you know me. You know me better than most people. As you know, I like to cover kind of the unique things that not everybody's talking about. When I travel, I like to go to the unique, out-of-the-way places. I'm a different breed at that. It irritates my wife sometimes, but I feel that that's kind of been my little niche. And we kind of talk about these unique things here when we talk, and that's what makes it fun.
Absolutely. Rick, I know that you are a big-time sports fan. Are you catching up on any of the Olympics that are underway so far?
Well, Sully, I'm actually working the Winter Olympics tech news desk from here in Atlanta, so I've been on call 24 hours curating information, tech stories. I'm following it, and I'm actually into the Winter Olympics more this year than in the past. There's some really good stories. I've interviewed some of the athletes ahead of the games, and let's hope it is a safe games and everything goes off well, and let's have some fun with it.
Here we are on Saturday. I'm looking forward to some figure skating tonight and some downhill skiing. Rick, I always like watching downhill skiing as opposed to uphill skiing. I imagine that uphill skiing is a lot more difficult and substantially tougher to market as well.
Well, the closest thing to uphill skiing is cross-country skiing, but I like that biathlon where they do the cross-country skiing and the shooting all in one. I'm always interested in that. I don't think the U.S. actually fares pretty well in that, but that's fun to watch. I love those ski jumps. There's no way you could pay me enough money to do that. And, of course, curling is a special place in my heart. Being from Wisconsin, curling actually is a fairly popular sport up in places like Wisconsin and Minnesota, so fun to watch.
Well, I hope that you are able to curl up with your Valentine this this Wednesday. And, Rick, always good to catch up.
Sully, anytime. We'll talk to you next week. More fun and shenanigans.